O.J. Simpson returned to a Santa Monica courtroom today to answer more questions about the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman. It's the second day on the stand for Simpson, who's being sued for wrongful death by the families of the victims. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, lawyers had Simpson give a step-by-step account of where he was and what he was doing when the murders took place.
As he was on Friday, O.J. Simpson was questioned by plaintiff's attorney Daniel Petrocelli. "Tell us in as much detail as you can," Petrocelli said to Simpson, "exactly what you did in the 90 minutes before you took the limousine to the airport on the night of the murders." Simpson responded with an elaborate narrative that included walking out on his driveway clad in a dark robe so he could reorganize some golf equipment for his trip to Chicago. "Now," said Petrocelli, "if I asked you to repeat that, you could do it word for word, couldn't you?" He then went on to accuse Simpson of developing the story to conform with testimony of other witnesses, especially limousine driver Alan Park, who has said he saw a figure in dark clothes cross Simpson's driveway. And he got Simpson to acknowledge that attorneys who are not part of his regular defense team rehearsed him in this testimony. Later, Petrocelli moved on to Simpson's movements after the murders and to the physical evidence. Simpson testified that he assumed he cut the middle finger on his left hand in his Chicago hotel room. Petrocelli asked him to explain then how his blood was found in his Bronco, on his driveway, and in his bathroom at his Brentwood home. Simpson said he couldn't explain that, nor how blood matching the victim's was found in his Bronco and on his socks. The most controversial moment came when Petrocelli asked Simpson about a private lie detector test he'd taken a few days after the murders. Simpson said he just wanted to see what a polygraph was like because the police had asked him to take one. This would have been inadmissible in a criminal case, but could be mentioned in a civil suit to impeach Simpson's sworn deposition that he hadn't ever taken a polygraph. However, Petrocelli also mentioned the result, a minus 22, indicating extreme deception. Simpson also had previously said he never owned Bruno Mali's shoes, like the ones that left bloody footprints at the murder scene. When confronted with a photograph of himself wearing such shoes, Simpson suggested that the picture was a fake. I'm Ina Jaffe at the courthouse in Santa Monica.